You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and this morning in the studio we've got Crystal Kane, who is a senior lecturer in the School of Biological Sciences here at the University of Auckland, and we're talking about bird evolution and the Titi Pounamu. Kia ora, Crystal, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm great. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to have you up here. Now, tell us a wee bit about, first of all, who is the Titi Pounamu in the world of birds, and what is it teaching us about the way evolution happens here?
So Titi Pounamu is a really special taonga for the birds here in the world globally. So they're one of only two birds left in this, one of the earliest groups of birds that split off from songbirds and parrots. So they share a common ancestor with both the songbirds and parrots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it's just them and the rock wren, the piwawao, that exists still. So they're really, really special.
That's fascinating. This shows how much I know about bird evolution, that I didn't even realize that, you know, not all birds come from the same sort of evolutionary chain necessarily.
Oh, well, they would have come from the same, but then okay. They split and split and split, you know, just like everything else. So yeah, this is a really old split. So we think that Titi Pounamu split off when New Zealand split from Gondwana. So around 80 million years ago, they probably were, their ancestors were splitting off.
That's a pretty incredible time frame to be working with here. How did you come to be interested in the Titi Pounamu? What brought you into that space?
So I got a job here at the University of Auckland about 8 years ago, and I was casting about for some really good research projects and looking at the special birds that you have here. And that one really stuck out because I do a lot of work on song and on evolution and behavior and things. And they had just realigned the bird family tree, and they had put Titi Pounamu in this really special place. So they were in this really interesting spot where we've got songbirds like Tui and Korimako that have these incredible vocalizations, and then we have parrots, which we all know are incredible mimics. And then between them are the New Zealand wrens, and no one had studied whether or not they were able to vocally learn, and that seemed like a really great question to start my work here in Aotearoa, so that's where I went.
So what do you mean by vocally learn? What does that sound like?
Yeah, so you and I have different accents, right? And that's because,
totally.
Yeah, it's because we grew up in different places. We listen and mimic to the adults around us, right? So if you think of like a duck or a goose, if you raise it anywhere in the world, it's going to quack the same way no matter what.
Right.
They don't learn, right?
Yeah.
But tuis, they can mimic our squeaky bike brakes. Right? And a cockatoo can learn to sing a song or something like that. So that's the ability to vocally learn. It's to listen to the individuals around you and shape your vocalizations so that you match them.
That's so interesting. So is that why people say like South Island Tui and North Island Tui have different accents?
Yeah, bang on. That's
okay,
exactly
right.
It. Yeah.
And so where does the Titi Pounamu sit in that? What has your research kind of shown you?
Yeah, so for a long time, scientists have just kind of assumed that you either have it or you don't have it, and it's
right.
A really rare thing. And so what we did is we tried to figure out whether or not they were able to vocally learn, and birds have a different way of making vocalizations than we do. So we have our voice box up in our throat, right? Mm-hmm. They have something called a syrinx, and that syrinx has a bunch of muscles attached to it. And so Titi Pounamu's syrinx is pretty simple, and so people have assumed that they can't learn, and they've done that for a bunch of other groups as well.
Mm-hmm.
So to see if they're vocally learning, you kind of, the old way of doing it is you have to bring them into a lab and do all the stuff where you control the environment and control what they listen to, but you can't do that with Titi Pounamu, right?
No.
So we had to come at it from a bunch of different directions. So we followed these birds for many years. We recorded thousands of vocalizations. We worked with engineers. We worked with computer scientists. And what we were able to show is that birds that live close together sound more similar to each other, even if they're not related to each other.
Yeah.
And if you've got a Reli who lives, you know, over on the other side of the valley, you don't sound very much like them. And that's kind of the opposite of what we'd predict for a bird that can't learn. So they're actually sounding more like the birds around them.
And so what like use has this research got? What does it teach you for, I guess, other birds or for general evolution?
Yeah, so it's kind of two different things. One, it shows us that probably the evolution of vocal learning happened way longer ago than we previously thought. We previously thought maybe 30 million years ago. But if Titi Pounamu diverged from parrots and songbirds more like 80 million years ago, then that puts the evolution way further back than we previously thought.
Got ya.
The other thing is it shows is the Titi Pounamu is obviously not mimicking humans, right? It's nowhere near the capable vocal learner that a tui or a parrot is. And so what we're kind of thinking is that rather than vocal learning being something you have or you don't have, it's probably much like everything in biology, something on a spectrum. It's something okay. where you've got some rudimentary learners and we've got some really advanced learners. And this is adding to that evidence.
That's so interesting. And what does it mean for the sort of, I guess, the rest of New Zealand's bird diversity? Does it tell you different things about them as well? Or does it potentially mean different things? Obviously, that spectrum stuff is fascinating.
Yeah, well, I mean, the interesting thing is we don't really know that much about the vocal learning abilities of most of our birds here in New Zealand. A lot of the research that's happened on birds in New Zealand has really been crisis focused, right? Because we've got so many species that are on the brink of extinction. So a lot of the basic behavioral ecology, we really don't know. But when you start looking at who's learning, how capable they are of learning, when they're learning, that can tell you stuff about how populations are connected to each other. It can tell you things about who's dispersing. Is it the males or the females, or is it both? When are they learning? And then also what they're learning tells you whether it's important. Is it more for territoriality?
Right.
Or is it more for communicating with your partner and fitting into the group? So it can tell you all sorts of information like that.
That's so fascinating. Where do you mostly find Titi Pounamu in New Zealand?
So in the North Island, they're pretty restricted to upper, like, mountain forest type things. So mm-hmm. most of our work was down outside of Napier in the Maungaruru Ranges, called Boundary Stream. We also find them in Zealandia. We recently translocated a group there. They're in Maungatauturi. They're in a couple different patches. But if you go to the South Island and you go up into any elevation forest, you're going to find them all through there.
Yeah.
The tricky thing is they're very small, right? So a big one will weigh about 6 or 7 paper clips, right? So
wow,
pretty,
okay.
pretty dinky. And they're also either brown and streaky if they're a female, or they're green if they're a male. And
nice camo there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, and they're very high pitched. So some people, particularly older men, because you lose your high end hearing, can't even hear them.
Wow. Okay. They're sneaky little guys.
They're sneaky, sneaky little guys.
They are so cute, though. If anyone's got time to go watch a little video of them hopping around today, that would be a good little tea break activity,
oh,
I think.
Yeah. They're really adorable.
Crystal, thank you so much for speaking with us about your research into the Titi Pounamu. It's been really interesting to chat with you. I hope you have a lovely rest of your Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.